I'm full of simple piety, these are here today, it is. 12/1/2025, dictation is for Mr. Thomas Birch. Birch spells B-E-R-S-C-H, Thomas spells T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 02/21/1958. This is a 67-year-old gentleman. Here with the right great toe pain period. Patient said this has been going on for about a month and has progressively gotten worse. He denies trauma. He said it looks like the, correction, he said, quote, it looks like the side of my, correction, he said, quote, it looks like the nail is growing into my skin and my skin is getting red and painful, close quote. Patient denies direct trauma. Said pain does not radiate, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. 136 over 90 blood pressure. Pulse 98. Respiration 83. Correction, pulse 83, respiration 18. Next paragraph, physical exam, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, correction, no peripheral edema, period. Next paragraph, great toe on the right. The lateral surface of the nail appears to be embedded into the skin. There is periungual erythema and tenderness to palpation. There's no discharge or bleeding, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cellulitis. Number two, great toe on the right. Number two is onychocryptosis, right great toe. Number four is toe pain. Number five is medication refill, period. Next paragraph, procedure. And procedure is partial excision of the great toenail. The next line, patient will explain what the procedure entails and what will happen during the procedure. He says he understands and gives verbal consent. He was advised also of the complications of this process, which includes infection, recurrence, and bleeding, period. Patient agreed and gave me permission to proceed. Next paragraph. Patient's foot was soaked in warm / tepid water and betadine for approximately 5 minutes. After which his foot was pat dry, site was clean again with betadine and alcohol. Covered in a sterile fashion. Next line, the patient's toe was anesthetized with lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 5 cc's. Next line, after waiting for approximately 10 to 15 minutes, anesthesia was achieved. Next line, a forceps was used to remove the lateral surface of the nail from the skin. Then a nail cutter was used to excise that portion of the nail which was in the skin, period. Next line, minimal bleeding took place. This was controlled by direct pressure. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, there was no complications. Next line, triple antibiotics was applied to site. A 2x2 was placed over the triple antibiotic, then secure with Coband, period. Next line, patient was given a post-op booth and strongly encouraged not to wear closed shoes for at least for the next 72 hours. Next line, he's advised to come back to the clinic in 48 hours so we can check for infection, period. He was sent home with the following medication. Bactrim. BS 800/160 milligrams. 1 POBID for 10 days. Next medication, Tylenol number 3. 1 POTID PRN for pain. Number 12, 1-2. Next medication, refill of his testosterone was done. Testosterone 200/mil. He will take 1 mil weekly for 90 days, number 12 mils. Next medication, Tylenol, number 3. 1 POTIDPRN for pain, number 12, that's 1-2. Next medication, Viagra, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, 1/2 to 4 hours prior coitus, discharge 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.